All right, guys, Al Soto here at Monster Mania, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, with actress extraordinaire, the lovely Pollyanna McIntosh, known as Jadis from The Walking Dead, our favorite show. Oh, my gosh, can I call you the traitor, though?
Well, I don't know, man. You call me whatever you like. I certainly am not a traitor to my own people, but
you're
I can understand that title for sure.
Right. So the thing about Jadis, which is really cool, is that you're not a comic book character, so we don't know where Jadis comes from, what her originality is, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about, of course, you getting cast into that awesome role as Jadis. How was the audition process?
It was just, you know, the casting directors on this project are really fantastic, and they just had me in the room like anything else, and I read a small amount of the material and I just really dug it and obviously knew about the show and how great the cast were, and the writing is so fantastic, and so we just had a load of fun in the room, and very surprisingly the next day I was told that it was looking good, and the day after I was told I had it. So it was a really lovely fast process. There was no extra producers. They have a lot of faith in the casting, and of course it was taped, so the producers all got to see that. So
yes. Yeah,
I felt like it was quite a whirlwind.
So your character has quite the affinity for Rick in a way, because you kind of wanted to sleep with him. How'd you like working with Annie Lincoln?
He's awesome. He's really fun. It's very strange to speak to a Brit all day long with an American accent.
Yes.
Because even off, you know, off camera, he's always still American. But he really leads the show. He really leads us in a very focused, very professional, very warm, yes, very fun way of working.
Yes.
And I love the eye to eye with him. It's always really good fun. We always have a giggle. So yeah,
that's,
it's a pleasure.
Awesome. So what's the trick as someone from Europe having an American accent? What's the best way to learn it?
I don't know. I think it's different for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And I just hope to God I'm getting away with it.
It works. I'm sold.
Thank you.
Do you watch any particular movies or TV shows where you try to learn that American accent?
It's been a long process. I used to go around with an American accent just to kind of test it out and to get a feeling for it.
Nice.
The first theater I did with as an American was in London. And of course, back then I thought I was the bomb. But then I moved to America and realized I might need a little bit of help. So, you know, it's just a process, just to put in the work.
Wow.
Like everything.
And I know you can't talk about season 8, but we did see the trailer.
Yes.
The trailer
is thrilling.
It was very thrilling.
I love that trailer.
And a glimpse into maybe the future with a gray-haired, bearded Rick.
Yeah. Andy had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yeah. So what can we say about Jadis in season 8?
Well, certainly there's more twists and turns, as one would expect. There's a lot of action for everyone, and I just don't think anyone can be disappointed. I think, for me as an audience member, the action that I've been wanting to see is happening, and I'm seeing it happen, and it's very exciting.
That is so exciting. Wow.
Yeah.
And you said you just got back from Thailand.
Yes.
You got some other projects to talk about. Yes.
Well, actually, I was on holiday in Thailand, which is amazing.
Nice.
So that was fantastic. But I do have a film coming out soon called Blood on Wheels. They changed it to Blood Ride. My bad. So I've got a movie coming out called Blood Ride, in which I play the head of a biker gang. I shot that just before the audition for The Walking Dead, so that's how I ended up with this hair from that movie.
Okay.
And I've got a video game coming out in October called Middle Earth: Shadow of War, which is the new, it's the sequel to Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor, and it's a Lord of the Rings game, and I play Shelob, the giant spider.
Oh, sweet.
In that, but she has a fair form. So that was a load of fun. I was at Comic-Con just promoting that, and we just released the new trailer, and that's looking great. A show called The Last Tycoon on Amazon Original.
Oh, yes.
I have an episode in there, which
with
is
with Lily Collins.
Yes. Yeah, which is now out.
I can't wait to see that.
I think I'm episode 7 in that.
Oh, good.
I think.
Oh, I
But anyway, I play a sort of Edith Head character, like a costume, wardrobe head from the 1930s movie industry. Yeah, so that was really fun.
That's right. The lovely Pollyanna McIntosh, guys, here at the Monster Mania convention. You having fun so far?
Oh, my God. Yeah, people have been fantastic. It's just been nonstop and so much joyful exchange. You know, it's a lovely way to hang out with the fans and to meet people and to just share the love, like, especially with horror fans, because they really know a lot of my other work, and that's a joy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very sweet.
If you could, let us know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching Below the Belt Show?
Below the Belt.
Yeah,
okay.
Below the Belt Show, yeah.
I'm Pollyanna McIntosh. You're watching Below the Belt.
Nice. Awesome.